Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. An Illinois House committee has approved a measure that would let doctors prescribe life-ending medication to patients who are terminally ill. Under the proposed legislation, patients would need a prognosis of 6 months or less to live. They'll also need to work with doctors closely and meet a set of parameters. Doctors wouldn't have to participate. Opponents call this measure assisted suicide. The vote was along party lines with Democrats in support. The measure now heads to the House floor for consideration. Cook County is working to boost access to mental health care, especially for families. And before I go further, I just want to note this story does discuss suicide. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports there is a severe shortage of mental health workers in Cook County. Dr. Karan Joshi with the county says 1 in 3 suburban high schoolers report feeling depressed.
The youngest suicide attempt locally in recent years was by a 9-year-old. So if we could pause for a moment and reflect on the pain and life circumstances that a 9-year-old must have felt to consider ending their life, it becomes very, very clear why urgent action is needed.
The county's plan calls for early intervention in schools, hiring more behavioral health workers, and paying them more. A City of Chicago program wants to turn vacant city land into housing for working middle-class families. This is called the Missing Middle Infill Housing Initiative, and it was launched in the fall. It's now expanding to cover several neighborhoods on the south side, Chatham, South Chicago, and Morgan Park. The Chicago Sun-Times development reporter Abby Miller says the initiative addresses the issue of working and middle-class families who are being priced out of these neighborhoods.
The city owns thousands of vacant lots, and seeing this pilot program and where it could go from here is really exciting for a lot of local community groups and developers, especially seeing how this is a pilot, and it could definitely be extended to more neighborhoods and unlock more opportunity and economic development.
The city is selling lots for just $1 and is awarding up to $150,000 in construction assistance per unit. Developers still have a couple more days until May 30th to apply to build on 54 newly available lots. And Pope Leo XIV is not going to make an in-person appearance next month at Rate Field to help celebrate his own papacy. But the Archdiocese of Chicago has announced the Pope will show up in a special video message to the young people of the world. The Sun-Times reports the June 14th celebration day includes music, film, and a Catholic Mass. You're listening to The Rundown. This month, a new play premiered in Chicago that offered audiences a glimpse into the experiences of foster children. The show is called Alex in Windy Land. It was co-written by children who are in the foster care system, and it encourages theatergoers to take action after they watch. Contributor Adora Namigade takes us inside Filament Theater on Chicago's Northwest Side.
Windy Land is now approaching the platform.
The show experience began the moment I walked into Filament Theater in Portage Park. Someone with a railroad cap handed me a brass key with a paper tag reading, "Expire Soon." Alex in Windy Land opens with two young sisters, Alex and Ari, daydreaming on a blanket before they are separated during a storm, and Alex has to board a train to the allegorical place, Windy Land. The conductor let those on stage and the audience know.
Attention new passengers. You must now take a seat and have your keys ready. Throughout your ride, each unit must have expired keys ready for collection.
Alex in Windy Land is at its heart a play about children in foster care. It gives a voice to a population that is not usually allowed to speak for itself. More than 2,400 foster children are being raised in the Chicago area. But those who helped write the show say few understand the pain and isolation of not having a consistent caretaker. Here's actress Jade Gray. She's in the play as Alex's little sister, Ari. But she has her own personal connection to the story. She's lived it. She, too, was removed from her parents' care and had to navigate the system.
Even if you're living with someone, but they remind you every day how much you cost and how it's a privilege that they're taking care of you because nobody else wants you. All of those things, like, they weigh on you.
And the key that I was handed at the beginning? It's a motif throughout the show, illustrating the feeling that many foster children sense their time is running out. Many hope to be adopted by 18. And the keys represent each year a child has left in the foster care system. The older they get, the less chances they have. The train sound you hear? That represents the in-between nature of the foster care system as kids wait. Director Abby Thompson wanted to focus on that uncomfortable place.
We don't talk about the realities of what it means to be in that middle space and in that waiting period, and just the reality of the older that you get, the less statistically likely it is that you'll be adopted, especially males, for a variety of reasons.
So she joined with about 40 foster children from the nonprofit Lydia Home to write the show. Lydia Home declined to have any speak with WBEZ, citing Illinois Department of Children and Family Services regulations. Unlike most plays, the show doesn't end at curtain call. Actors hand out a sheet toward the end, asking audiences to reflect on how to help impact the system. Oriol Velez, who came to see the show, visited one of the advocacy booths in the theater lobby.
They gave us a tote bag with full of things and a paper to explain how foster system works.
Director Thompson says these booths were there to help people learn the variety of ways they can help out.
Becoming a foster parent, whether that's volunteering, becoming a mentor, whether that's donating their money or their time, just really becoming an advocate and helping spread awareness.
I stepped outside after the show and saw a small group of theatergoers discussing what they had just seen with their new advocacy bags in tow. Tony Delgallo described how the play helped him gain empathy for foster children.
I could identify with some of the characters where they felt like they were coming on the precipice of something great, or they're coming on the precipice of a certain emotion or an action happening, and then it wouldn't happen. It just kind of like deflated and went away.
After the play is over, the audience is left hoping for the best and given guidance on how to help ease the journey even a little for those who really live it. For WBEZ, I'm Adora Namigadde.
Weather forecast, partly cloudy, getting to a high near 60 today, and then cloudy tonight, a very tiny chance for some showers, a low in the low 50s. Thursday, sounds great, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.